Daryl Davis, a black blues musician, took a huge risk inviting a white KKK leader into the room with him. It's a story that I didn't know about until a few weeks ago when I discovered a new podcast called A Slight Change of Plans. The description of the podcast reads, Dr. Maya Shankar is a cognitive scientist who studies how our minds work and how we change. There are a few things in life that are as complex and messy and potentially magical as change. On A Slight Change of Plans, you'll hear intimate conversations that give an unvarnished look at how people navigate changes of all kinds and use that change to ultimately grow. The first episode of this podcast that I listened to featured Daryl Davis as he details how he met Klansmen beginning in a bar where he was playing with his band one night, and then over time successfully inspires hundreds of people to change their minds and to leave the Klan. In that episode, he told a story about inviting Roger Kelly, a Grand Dragon in the Klan, to meet with him and to interview Kelly for a book that he was writing. Davis wanted to know why Kelly and others like him hated a whole race of people so much. So he negotiated an interview with Kelly without disclosing that he would be walking into a room with someone that he really hated. In the pursuit of knowledge and an attempt to dismantle racism, Daryl Davis took a huge risk, inviting a man who he had been warned would probably kill him to join him in that room. Just as Ananias took a huge risk in today's text from Acts. God says to Ananias in a vision, get up and go to the street called Straight, and at the house of Judas, look for a man of Tarsus named Saul. At this moment, he is praying, and he has seen a vision of a man named Ananias come in and lay his hands on him so that he may regain his sight. But Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard from many about this man, how much evil he has done to your saints in Jerusalem, and here he has the authority of the chief priests to bind all who invoke your name. Even though Ananias trusts God, even though he believes God's promises to be true, he doesn't want to go because it seems far too risky. Saying Saul wasn't a nice guy to those who followed Jesus would be putting it mildly. He tormented them, arresting them for simply uttering Jesus' name, persecuting them to set an example for those who considered worshiping a crucified God, and even murdered many. God was asking Ananias to walk right up to the man who could imprison him, strip his life away, or possibly even kill him, if he just gave, and then give him good reason to do all those things. Sometimes risks, though, need to be taken, especially when something much larger than you and your life is at stake. For Daryl Davis, something much larger than him was at stake, and something much larger than Ananias was present as well. It was possible that Saul could shed one identity and adopt another. It was possible that he could soften toward those he had previously persecuted. But he needed Ananias' help to get there. Without Saul, we better know him as Paul, Christianity would look incredibly different. The Gentiles likely wouldn't have heard about God's promises for them, and we would have had more Jewish practices in our faith if we had heard about Jesus at all. God needed Ananias to take that risk. God needed Saul to change his ways, both for Saul's sake, but also for the sake of a world in need, a world that needed to hear about God's grace and love, a world that needed healing and to be made whole, a world that needed to know that there was something bigger and more powerful than death. These are the same things that are still at stake for us and for our world. Tasks to which God calls us. God invites you and me to take risks for the sake of a world in need. Darryl Davis took that risk so he could better understand what made Klansmen want to kill him and other black people, and in the process inspired many to change their minds, just like Saul. Leaving the Klan after they had seen the ways that they had falsely characterized an entire race. And now in this moment in history, when we are weary after a pandemic and we have an increased awareness of racial injustice, I wonder what risks we may take for the sake of the gospel and for the world. More importantly, I wonder what risks it is that God is calling us to. Perhaps it's to examine our own biases, doing the work to recognize the ways that we've been taught to subconsciously make certain decisions, and then to speak out for justice. Or to think about how we are church together in these late days of the pandemic, and then what it will look like going forward after. What does it look like to care for one another, to find rest in the midst of our weariness? And how will we recognize and point to God's presence in our midst? Perhaps more importantly, will we let ourselves be changed like Saul did? Without us, the world may not know God's grace and love, and without you, your friends and your neighbors may not be able to encounter God. Without you, there may not be change in the world. It will be risky, and perhaps your life will be at stake. But God's mission in the world is much bigger than you or I. It's something worth participating in, something worth giving ourselves up for, something worth risking everything for. As we look to the future, I'm excited to see what we may do together with God. To feed those who are hungry and ensure that nobody goes to bed with an empty stomach, to show those who thought they were unlovable that they are loved no matter what, and to work for freedom and justice for all. Risks need to be taken sometimes. John Augustus Shedd very astutely said, "A ship in port is safe, but that is not what ships are for. Sail out to the sea and do new things." Safety is not necessarily what we are built for, to remain here together alone. We are made to venture out to the sea, working for the good of the world, living out God's promises to those in need. It will likely mean some sacrifice in order to get there, a sacrifice that might be worth taking, because God will be with us on our journey, making sure that we do not go it alone, ensuring that God's promises are always kept and that they are tangible and real, even into death, where God will give us new life. God loves us so much that God does not leave us and will not allow us to remain where we are.